Christopher Media, the Weedsman Podcast.
All right, man. It's time.
It's time. Are we ready for the list?
The list.
So
we all made this list earlier. Just hit around. Maybe got a little too high.
Well, you making know, this list. We did get too high because we only made half the list.
The Weedsman Podcast, every Friday on iTunes and ChristopherMedia.net. Christopher Media, let's make some noise. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. If you like this show, please tell a friend. You can subscribe to all ChristopherMedia.net shows for free by clicking through the iTunes banner on ChristopherMedia.net. Please make sure to rate and comment on all your favorite Christopher Media shows. Please follow us on Twitter and like and share us on Facebook by searching for Christopher Media. Most importantly, we would like to take the time to extend an extra special thanks to you. Christopher Media could not exist without your support. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening. Christopher Media, let's make some noise. From AsthmaCore Studios near Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, man.
It's the Weedsman Podcast.
I have no idea what's going on.
And now?
You have smoked yourself retarded.
Here are the Weedsmen.
You want to get high?
Hey, thanks for listening to the Weedsman Podcast. That's the bonus nugget. You know, it's like the ones that you find, you know, under the couch. Like Aaron says, when you finally sweep under the couch. Hey, thank you for listening, liking, and sharing the Weedsman Podcast on Facebook and following us on Twitter. At TheWeedsman420, you can also email TheWeedsmanPodcast, all one word, TheWeedsmanPodcast at ChristopherMedia.net. You can subscribe to The Weedsman Podcast on iTunes for free by clicking through the iTunes banner on ChristopherMedia.net. Android users, we didn't forget about you. You can find The Weedsman Podcast on Stitcher Radio. You can donate to Christopher Media by using the PayPal button on ChristopherMedia.net. Hey, right now, we had an Amazon banner. We took it down, and we put this one up. We want you to help save podcasting by clicking through the Amazon banner we have up right now. Bookmark that page. When you buy something, Amazon's going to donate part of that purchase to the Podcast Legal Defense Fund, helping to save podcasting from those dickheads at Personal Audio. If you're looking to launch your own website, please click through the HostGator banner at ChristopherMedia.net. That's who we use to host all of the Christopher Media shows, like Unregimented, every Monday and Thursday. The Weedsman Podcast, every Friday. Yeah, sometimes Tuesdays. M&M Question Everything. Those guys usually drop a show every Sunday. And the Toddzilla X-Pod. Whenever Todd feels like gracing us with his presence. But it's usually worth the wait. When you sign up for HostGator by clicking through the banner, you are helping to support ChristopherMedia.net. Hey, DraftKings one-day fantasy sports. No being locked into a team for an entire season. You can draft a new team every day. Christopher Media listeners are winning real money every day at DraftKings. Fantasy football is back with the $5 million kickoff bash. Please click through the banner on ChristopherMedia.net and sign up today. Hope you enjoy the bonus nugget. Hi, people like to talk a lot, so sometimes we got a little extra. And hey, sometimes you can use some Weedsman to get through your week. Enjoy!
The paper cracks when I fall down. I've got more chills in Chinatown. See my toes when I'm going to the movies. I take up seven rows because I'm fat, fat, fat. Come on, you know I'm fat, you know
it. You know, I never watched all of his, I never watched all those videos.
Oh, really? I could see the whole thing in my head while you're playing it.
Nice.
I've seen that video so many times.
His new round. When he just pulled a Beyonce and released his whole album on the internet as videos.
Oh, I didn't know that. Did you see Sports Song?
I haven't seen any of those. No, not yet.
Have you heard Sports Song?
No.
Look how Sports Song. Just go ahead and play it. It's not a long song. You'll really enjoy it.
Your sports team is vastly inferior. Simple fact is plainly obvious to see. We're gonna kick your collective posterior. Of course you realize we're speaking figuratively. Our stats are thoroughly impressive. Our coach really has a mighty sack. Our players are fast and strong and brave. And your guys, not so much.
Nice.
In fact, we played teams across the nation.
to assimilate that information. And the chance might help you cope with your impending loss. Oh, and if somehow we are still failing to effectively articulate the points at hand, allow us now to summarize them in a manner that your feeble brains can understand. We're great,
we're great,
and you suck.
We're great,
we're great, and you suck.
We're great,
we're great, and you suck. I see there's us, and there's you.
You suck.
You haven't seen the video for this, have you?
No.
He does a whole. He's got a whole marching band. He's dressed up with the hat and everything.
Oh, nice!
It's awesome.
How old is this song?
New, brand new.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I heard something about him releasing a whole bunch of videos.
Hey, we're not like Beyonce.
Oh, nice.
That theory's backed up by empirical evidence. We're gonna grind up your guys into burger meat. Again, of course, we're speaking in the figurative sense. What's the use of even going through the motions when you know that you're gonna lose anyhow? So why don't you save us all some time and give up now?
Yeah.
All right, I gotta hear it because I was always a fan of these.
Introducing Charter Spectrum.
Not these commercials.
Hello, Charter Spectrum.
Man, I love Charter Bank too. I didn't know we shared that. Oh.
Every album, he does one.
A polka song?
Mm-hmm. But it, with all the pop songs.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yeah, like a Stars on 45.
We clawed, we chained our hearts in vain. We jumped.
Jeez.
Never asking why.
Nice.
We kissed, I fell under your spell. A love no one could deny. Don't you ever say I just walked away. I will always want you.
This is awesome.
I can't live a life running for my life. I will always want
he's
you.
He's had a 40-year career.
Damn. Like a wrecking ball.
It was, he was talking to somebody, and it was an interview he was doing on the radio, and he was, it was on Studio 360, and he's like, every time I come out with an album, everybody's talking about the big comeback. Like, I didn't know I was going somewhere when I wasn't, like, he's been steadily releasing albums.
Yeah, right.
He's had a consistent following. He's had one of the most amazing careers in music.
Yeah,
and he's doing what he wants to do.
Right. I'm sure he's not hurting in the bank department at all.
No.
Nice.
I just met you.
He did the Jerry Lewis.
But here's my number.
Oh, geez.
And all the other boys try to chase me. But here's my number. So call me maybe.
And he's playing this too.
Oh yeah. Oh, his dad was a big time accordion player too.
Yep.
Oh,
Frankie Yankovic.
Yep. I didn't know that.
Oh yeah. World famous.
Wow.
Now you're just somebody that I used to know.
Nice.
How long is this?
4 minutes.
Okay.
I'm yelling timber. You better move. You better dance.
What is this? I don't recognize that one.
Yep, this is a good point fade out on it.
Okay.
Yeah. But just let it go.
Dude, I love Burrell, man.
He's timeless.
Yes. I mean, he's gotten a lot of comedy props.
Like
he was on that episode of 30 Rock. Like, yeah. that's a pretty good group to be giving you comedic props.
Well, he's also, I mean, sure, plenty of people have made parody songs out there, especially on the internet now more than ever. Nobody's made a career out of it.
No, he...
It's kind of like Riff Tracks. Everybody sits around and makes fun of the movies. Nobody else makes money off it except for Riff Tracks and the guys at Mystery Science Theater.
Mm-hmm.
They've monopolized their small market, and they do it brilliantly.
Yeah.
Nobody can take him on. Challenge him. I dare you.
Right. I dare you. Do it.
Anyway, back to news. So, moving on to our nation's capital.
Never mind. What was that? That was continuing on the Weird Al tangent.
All right, let's do it. I have the
news. Well, no, I was just saying, this is... if you know the story of Weird Al, this
what
is...
What do you got?
This is it. This is his first one.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. That's right. This was on Dr. Demento, right? I know that he...
Another one rides a bus. Hey, he's gonna sit by you. Another one rides a bus.
That's awesome. It's just him stomping and playing the accordion too. Yeah. Some guy going, yeah.
But that's what cool. launched him right there. Yeah. That's what started the whole shebang bang for him.
That's pretty awesome. I didn't know that.
And his dad was probably like, "That's not even good accordion playing."
Yeah.
Nice. What are you doing?
Now he's the man.
Weird. You'll never make a career.
Yeah.
Why did we name you that?
Right. Everyone wanted your middle name to be Al. No, wait. Your first name.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Oh, jeez. Knocking shit over.
Oh, man.
And why are we so sure he was Jewish?
I don't know.
All right, now that we've got it done a half hour on Weird Al.
Yeah.
I had forgotten about this until I think I hadn't thought about it in years. You can keep the music rolling if you want, because this is all the same story, right. Basically. This is like 20 years ago, and I go to my friend's house, and he's got all this weed, like, everywhere. Hanging from wires and hanging from the ceiling and draped over everything and laying out on tables. And my eyes are just like saucers. I'm looking everywhere like, what the fuck is going on here? I'm used to going over there and it's like him reading or playing a video game and his roommate and his dog just hanging out. This is not drug central over there. Although, you know, we would go over there and drink and smoke a little weed. So my friend, who will remain nameless... we lived downtown, and we lived in Detroit at the time, and, you know, around the Wayne State area, which if you're not familiar, it's college town, but it's like borders right up against the ghetto. I mean, it's young white students up against angry black people. I'm not trying to stereotype anybody in Detroit. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of angry black people in Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Nobody can deny that, and rightfully so. But so my friend and a mutual friend as well are going for a walk with the dog. And there's this little patch where they lived, kind of right around where there's a couple freeways that intersect, and there's this wooded area, and there's a little trail that goes back through there. And they go through the trail, and then they go off the trail, and they're just kind of exploring. And in this small little clearing, they come across somewhere in the neighborhood between 8 and 12 big plants.
Oh, wow.
Just boom, right there in front of them. And they both kind of stopped for a second. And then one turned to the other and said, "Go get the car."
Right.
That was their first instinct. And... pulled the car up, driving a big-ass caddy. Thankfully, they had a big trunk. And they back it up to the edge of the woods and just start ripping these plants out by the roots and stuffing them in the trunk. And my friend was like, we had to...
Still walking the dog?
No, the dog went back home.
Oh.
Yeah. No, the dog went back home. The car came back. And yeah, he said there was so much that he had to stomp on. They were stomping on the trunk, trying to get it to close.
Damn.
All frantically, like hoping, thinking that any second now the cops are going to show up. the guys who own the weed are going to show up.
Yeah, I was going to say, or the, more likely the African-American gentleman.
Somebody who was at one time minding their own business until they came across two young white kids stuffing tons of weed into a trunk of a Cadillac and decided to take advantage of the situation.
Right.
Any number of incidents could have happened down there.
I can only imagine.
But they did thankfully get it the couple blocks back home safely, but it was literally like sticking out of the trunk.
Nice.
And what would you do, Rob?
What would I do in that situation?
Choose your own adventure. What would you do if you... Because that's a true story. I mean, I smoked it.
Oh, but, oh yeah. I smoked the shit out of it.
We all got high off of that shit, and he sold some of it, too.
Nice.
But what would you do if you ran across somebody else's weed? I mean, it didn't just naturally occur there.
Right. Fucking, I would have done exactly what you did.
Yep, and I did that only but with a boat.
Yeah.
I was on a canal up in Algonac. And,
well, I mean, these guys in...
Oh, you did it?
Oh, yeah.
These guys in Florida aren't getting any sympathy from weed smokers, I don't think, because they stole the plants that they got pinched for.
Oh, yeah. It was right by my house.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, you know what? Oh, did I tell you guys? I got pulled over last night.
No.
I forgot to update my tabs because I've been so concentrated on getting the fucking radiator working and shit. I forgot to go renew my tabs, right?
Oh, shit.
So they pull me over when I take it on a run to check the hoses on the radiator.
Right.
And it's going on 2:00. And, you know, so they're out looking for drunk drivers and shit like that. Their bars are clearing out, you know, because... We can only drink till 2 in Michigan. No other states can drink till 4.
Damn.
I travel to states to where you can only drink till 1, and after 6 on Sunday,
fuck.
If you're not at a bar, good luck getting alcohol.
Damn.
Wow.
Yeah. Pissed me off.
Anyway, they pull me over. They were really nice guys. I realized what the problem was immediately. And but he had me get out. He's like, you mind if I search your car? I'm like, go right ahead. I'm not dumb enough to drive around with the shit.
Right.
Which luckily I wasn't that day.
Right.
Well, I mean, I knew that I could possibly be stranded somewhere. My car is going to be smoking or something.
Right.
You know, if this hose bursts on me again, so I'm not going to drive around with shit. But right. I could be having car trouble.
It'd be bad.
That's
news.
What I mean.
Bad news.
So the guy has me get out of the car, and his partner has me put my hands on the with the bar on the front of the car. What do they call it? The little, I don't know. Little thing they used to push people with. Yeah, that
thing.
The ram,
yeah.
Yeah. They have to sit there. And then while they search my car, find nothing. They're really nice. He has to see my arms.
Okay.
And I was like, yeah, I'm certainly no. Right. No drugs there either.
Yeah.
You know, they were looking for needle marks.
Right. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They giving them a heroin vibe, are you?
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Like, they covered all the bases, but I got away with a $100 ticket, and I got to go get my tab, so it could have been a lot worse.
Right. Yeah.
Sure. Hey, that might be a little reason why he's a little keyed up today.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Oh,
hey,
man.
You know, I was very nice to both of those guys. I think they might have caught a whiff of something because I was smoking in the garage while I was working on the car.
Oh.
And that's why they searched it. So the one guy, the other cop, was talking to me about weed. And he's like, you know, if you've got some, you know, it's not a big deal to me. Doing that kind of thing, like it's all, you know, what are you doing in your personal time? And just trying to get me to like talk about it just to see if I'll like cop to something.
Fuck.
But
I'm a jovial guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was kind of grilling me.
Oh, crack.
And he asked, so he was like, well, have you ever been caught before? And I'm like, well, you know, they could run my record if they want. They're going to know about I have a possession charge in Kalamazoo. And he asked what happened with that. And I was like, well, actually, my ex-wife's stash, and they came across at the fire department, and police came on a random silly call, and a gas burner was left on, but not burning. And so some gas filled in the kitchen, and she called the fire department to come, and they searched the whole house checking for anything. And sure enough, her stash was sitting out in the basement.
Right.
So I told the cop about that story, and because they could look up the conviction anyway.
Right.
I was like, it's just a, you know, civil infraction or whatever, misdemeanor. I'm not sure which one it is for possession.
It'd be civil, wouldn't it?
Maybe.
Yeah.
It was a small amount.
Okay.
But I said to him, well, it was my ex-wife's, but I copped to it. And I was like, sorry, bad choice of words. He's like, it's all right. I'm used to it.
Nice.
My point of that story, cops really aren't bad guys in general. Right. Even though there are some bad ones out there, they're kind of stuck in a fucked up system. And if you're just really nice to them and just talk to them like normal human beings, they're generally just okay with you.
Right.
And you're not doing anything stupid. Well, I was doing something stupid. You know, they pulled me over because I didn't have my tabs updated. That's on me.
Right.
I'm a fuck up.
You know. The guy jumping out of the window.
What? I thought that was the Salvia guy.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they tried.
Dude, I have
that.
A crazy Salvia story.
Oh, shit.
Man.
Oh.
We're going to bring that up.
What? Well, yeah.
Yeah.
One buddy of mine used to be in a band with him. Got on a Salvia kit. I was like, hey, man, you should try this Salvia.
Never done it.
Yeah, I've never. I've never messed with it.
I don't know. Okay, let me.
Disclaimer time.
Yeah.
Listen, all
right? We have a lawyer. Call him up right now before you go any further.
Let's get him on the line.
I'm just going to tell this story.
Yeah.
So he's like, do this. And all right, and me and like the other guitar player in his band we used to be. And we're like, all right, let's try this. You know, because we're like big old potheads at the time.
Right.
And so we try it. And like, first thing, as you exhale, I feel like I'm instantly becoming part of, like, the futon we're sitting on.
Damn.
Like, I literally feel like I'm becoming flat. Like, that's the only other way.
Yeah, Rich was saying, he described it as, his friend described it as a web that he just, like, fell into and became one with.
See, I just felt like all of a sudden, like, it was just, like, and I was pressed flat into the, I imagine, like, you know, like, the Gravitron? When you're at, like, the fair and you're on the Gravitron?
Yeah.
It felt like that times fucking, like, 100. Like, damn. All of a sudden, like I said, I felt just like I was pressed back.
And all of a sudden, there's a carny, like, walking over you.
Yeah.
You know, like, the guy that doesn't walk around.
Yeah.
No, excuse me. This was my reaction.
You just hear that motor.
My other buddy's reaction. My other friend's reaction, the other first-timer's reaction, is the story. Because the guy, the lead singer, the guy who had been doing it the whole time, he's just laughing his balls off because he did it all the time. So he's fine with it. But the other guy in the room, all of a sudden, just starts freaking the fuck out. Just starts looking around.
I would start flailing.
He's like, he looks at me, he looks at the other guy, he looks at me, he's like, this is not right. This is not right. And then gets up and takes off out of the room. And I'm just like, fuck, I don't want to watch over this guy. I just want to sit here and be high. That's my initial reaction. But I'm like, God damn it. I got to go watch over this guy and make sure he doesn't do anything stupid.
Oh, man.
Get downstairs. He has his shirt off.
Damn.
He has picked up a laundry basket. And he's like holding it. I forget which way, if it was like with the bottom of the basket facing us, or he was holding it out to where
was
the
edges. Was he holding the handles?
Yeah, he was holding it out to where the edges were pointing at us. Right. And he's just like, something's not right, man. Something's like right. And I'm like, dude, calm down. Like, let's get you outside. And I get him outside on the porch, get some fresh air into him, and he calms down. Ruined my Salvia buds because I was on the way to having an awesome
my Salvia mill.
Right.
And he freaked out. And meanwhile, the guy who showed us to it, laughing the entire time, not helping me at all.
Oh, that's great. He had the best time out of anyone, apparently.
Yeah, but that was my Salvia story.
See, that's why
it's like an instant acid trip. It lasts like maybe 5 minutes tops.
Oh, man. Damn.
But it's like intense. It's like you are thrown into
Gibraltar.
It's like you are thrown into the peak of the acid trip as you're exhaling. So it's like. But this guy has never. Only thing he ate mushrooms like once, maybe twice. You know, and there was
he should have done some more homework.
Yeah, well, there was a time on mushrooms where he was freaking us out. Where it was like his first time, And he was listening to, like, Pink Floyd and looking at the moon at 4 in the morning. And I think I know the experience he was having.
Damn.
But he was, like, freaking us out. He was unresponsive. We're like, hey! And then all of a sudden he comes to and we scare the shit out of him. He's like, where'd you guys come from? Like, dude, we've been screaming at you for, like, 3 minutes.
Wow.
You know? But that was crazy. He hasn't done a lot. I'm not saying I've done a whole shit ton, but, like, I've been through, like, intense psychological experiences on acid. Yeah. Like, I think
everybody that I know has had at least that one. It's not really so much a freak out to me is when you become, you're just overwhelmed and right. you can't properly react to anything.
Yeah, like I've had my share of freakouts, but I haven't had
a freakout like that. I've seen everybody go through that period where you just like become an animal.
Oh wow!
Like yeah, you just want to like fucking get naked, run around, dance.
I see somebody do that on scream. Alcohol.
I've never.
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
Same,
yeah.
Same dude who gave us the salvia.
Right.
There's this one. All right, another story. Oh, is it someone that you know listens?
I have no idea if they'll ever hear this. Wow, this is some shitty techno. What's going on here? What is that?
Chemical Brothers.
Under the influence.
That's your friend dancing in the street to the song.
We did used to... I used to listen to Chemical Brothers, their first album. Well, ever since then, I don't know. Didn't really enjoy them. But...
Mikey B.
Yep, my recent search in my Google history showed this is how we do. And Snoop Dogg navigation system.
Nice.
So I wanted to see if they ever actually did that. They actually did the Tom Tom... Navigator, you could get the Snoop Dogg voice
for it. Hey, Rizzle.
Bust a Rizzle on the Nizzle.
Go straight, son.
Go straight down. Crash it.
Use the left motherfucking lane to merge
you
left.
You in the wrong motherfucking state.
Keep right at the motherfucking fork. Biatch.
Pull over and smoke a joint.
Yeah. Pull over at exit 69. Hit a blunt.
Talk to Del Rey. He
get off
there,
on Big Beaver. Yeah. The logo joke for all, you know.
Little Big Beaver.
There is actually, if anybody doesn't believe it, exit 69 on I-75. Exit 69 is Big Beaver Road.
Big Beaver.
Love it.
The Big Beaver.
It's a nickname for somebody's mom. Insert somebody's mom's name. Hey, thanks for listening to the Weepman Podcast Bonus Nugget. We'll catch you on Friday here on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and of course, ChristopherMedia.net.
If you enjoy this show and want more people to know about it, head on over to iTunes, leave a comment, and rate it 5 stars. Make sure you like and share us on Facebook, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Just search for Christopher Media. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Most importantly, we would like to take the time to extend an extra special thanks to you. Christopher Media could not exist without your support. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening. Christopher Media. Let's make some noise.